Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hey, do you have a menu I could order from? I didn't
we
get
do,
one.
We do, QR code only, though.
I actually didn't bring my phone in. Let's hang up and hang out. So you just have a hard copy. That'd be great.
It's a hard no. These are unprecedented times.
Okay, I think we know it doesn't spread like that anymore.
Fire in the hole!
Do you have to throw it? You could just hand it to me, bud.
Company policy. Can't be on the porch at the same time. It's how we beat this. Stay safe.
Beat what? Beat what? Do you know what'll give you COVID? Me beating your ass.
What kind of weirdo doesn't bring your phone?
I don't have my phone for 2 hours. I should win a Nobel Peace Prize, not be judged by an hourly worker. Give me a menu. I said a small black coffee. That's it.
Sorry, what was that? Small what?
Yeah. Do you think the plexiglass? Do you think that's making this easier or worse? No! Small black coffee!
Ice?
I'm done with the QR codes. I'm done. You know, what does QR even stand for? Does it... Quasi restaurant?
Yeah, calm down, you quasi restaurant.
You guys are quasi.
The QR codes. I'm not a big QR guy. It was like a fascinating technology at first. I'm done with it.
Everyone go look on Safari on your phone right now. Every tab you have open is a different restaurant menu. That's how my phone is.
It was like when the Kindle came out. You're like, whoa.
Whoa, book on screen.
And they're like, give me the book, actually. This was fun for a little bit. But...
Yeah, I can't see it. Wait, there's no other apps? It's just reading? This is a lame tablet.
Correct Opinions is back. Thank you, guys. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to have a great week. Let's do it. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
I'm in a weird phase right now.
Yes, dinosaurs.
Which I'll get to in a sec, actually. Let's wrap up the restaurants. I went to a brewery recently, right?
Brewery.
Which...
tough word.
You ever heard of... you ever played like... I've heard of people play casino bingo or something. You're like... You know, make sure you locate someone who has an oxygen tank.
Oh, locate. I thought you just meant playing bingo in a casino. I was like, yeah.
That's another version.
All my friends from college.
Play someone who you can tell has been sitting there for 24 hours.
Okay, yeah, you get it. Guy with the ponytail, check. Girl on the ground, check.
Girl who you need to go up to and say, honey, what are you doing with your life?
Okay.
I think brewery bingo, we can come up with that.
Okay.
Been to many breweries recently?
No. So you take the lead.
Hefty guy with big beard.
Okay.
Guy with one of those shoes that has a little compartment for all five of your toes.
Compartment. Got it. Toe
shoes. You know, you're going to always find these.
Okay.
If you go up and say, what's the closest thing to Bud Light? And they go, you cross off a space.
Yeah, that's actually the free space.
Yeah, that's the free space. I went to this one brewery and you walk in, and this is one I hadn't been to since the height of COVID, you know, so you're thinking of COVID, outdoor spaces are thriving, right? This is an outdoor kind of beer garden. You walk, but then I got reprimanded because I walked to the outside table. The whole thing's outside.
Okay.
So I stepped, I guess I crossed the threshold
the COVID
that a surveyor would claim is their property line outside. And they're like, you need a mask on. And okay. I just, you know, I couldn't help myself. I'm like, so I tried to walk to the picnic table. Like, they're waving me down, like, mask. I'm like, I don't have one. I left in my car. I'm outside. They're like, you got to go back and get one at the front.
Oh, so you have to walk all the way back through.
So I'm like, instead of just maybe hold my breath the last 10 feet here, I got to walk back through the people outside, which you don't want me to do in the first place. So we go back to this place post-COVID. Not really post-COVID. They're QR codes. But it's not like look at the menu and tell us. It's like look at the menu and select what you want and order it and pay and enter your email address, credit card. I mean, 5 minutes go by, I finally place the order. And then the guy's walking by. And, you know, I guess his job is just to take what I've ordered. And then I'm thinking, you know, hey, can we get her just a round of waters? Which, by the way, just give me the water. Any restaurant, like, do you want water? Just give me the...
Of course. Why not?
Is it costing you anything?
We're in a first world country. Hand
it
out. Do you
want a refill on the water? Yeah. First world country.
Yeah.
I'll just pour it on the ground. I don't know. And then the guy goes, oh, you get your own water.
This place.
And he heard me on the breath go, then what does he do? And he kind of goes, oh, it's European style. He got a little aggressive. And I got to admit, I felt embarrassed because he heard me make fun of him under his breath. European style.
European style sounds awesome. Can I use this?
Yeah. For... What does that mean?
Hey, you just like text me. Hey, Jake, you haven't edited a video in 3 weeks. Well, I'm doing European style.
Yeah.
It's where I don't do any of the work.
Yeah, I'm an atheist now. European style.
Yeah, so that just excuses you from labor?
Yeah. It's like my pants weren't even that tight. They let me in there.
I was going to ask what the cut of his shirt was.
Mm-mm. No scarf. No V-necks.
Really?
In our crew, they let us in there.
Huh.
So it's misleading.
Yeah, that is weird.
What European style meant.
How was his teeth?
Oh, heinous.
Take a lot of smoke breaks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're worried about COVID, but they're sucking the cigarettes down. European style.
Yeah, that's European style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should have spotted it. That is strange, though. Here in the Midwest, they're just like, actually, what if you did it? And then we just branded it as a different style of restaurant.
Right. It's like, can I get a water? It's like, we don't have any. Like, what do you mean? It's like, well, South Sudan style.
It's Ugandan style.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I feel for those people, but we're in America. It was $8 a beer.
Yeah. Yeah, where does it stop with the restaurants just deciding your own stuff?
Just try to sit. Go ahead.
You go to order something. It's like 8:30 at night. You're going for a late dinner. Hey, I'd like the spaghetti and meatballs. Like, we are doing intermittent serving. So we actually only serve from noon to 8 p.m. It's better for you guys. Like, you guys get to decide that now?
What?
Yeah, it's up to us.
I went to a place once. I thought, I was like, ooh, this is a nice little hole in the wall. Just me and Katie date night.
Mm-hmm.
And she spoke up to order, and the waiter just hit her. I was like, whoa! Are you kidding me? He goes, this is Afghanistan-style restaurant. I'm like, I thought that was the food, not the behavior. I was appalled. Like, we're in America. Have you ever been to a Jewish place?
It's pretty normal. Just no pork.
Just no debt either.
They're paid in shekels.
They're good with their money.
Great. European style.
I did in Atlanta once on accident. Katie's like, we're meeting this friend here. And I sat down. And I'm clueless. I guess she knew this whole time.
Okay.
So Jewish food is... I even forget what it is.
I tried to order a yarmulke. I had the
deli
words mixed
meat
up.
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But I looked around. I mean, 100% of the people there are Jewish.
Okay.
And I was like, well, what are we doing here? Because there's a great, I forget who the comedian is, a great bit about, like, you know, Jewish people, they contribute a lot of different things, but food isn't. it was like, this is fine. Like, no one's like, dude, we got to try this Jewish spot.
Yeah, you don't really hear about that.
Italian, French.
Yeah.
The Jews, they got great, they'll balance your debit and credits, but you don't want them seasoning your food, I don't think.
Yeah, and they can turn an old barn into a labor ward. They can do a good job raising up a child.
Yeah.
Soft mangers.
Man, soft. Oh. The hospitality. I know. I think they're like, Jesus is back in a manger, but you know.
Mangers depends can be
pretty who, nuts. Yeah, who, you know, that's kind of come back around. You know how much people pay on Airbnb for a manger?
Yeah. I've seen Joanna Gaines like do a swipe up link for mangers before. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wanted those.
Without that story, would anyone in the world know what the word manger meant?
I think that story alone taught me a lot of words. I mean, just swaddling clothing. Yeah.
Right.
Like, what brand is that? Yeah, manger.
Manger? Frankincense?
Yeah. Myrrh? Myrrh what? Mercury?
Myrrh.
Myrrh, just myrrh, huh? Wow.
Virgin.
That one I knew.
That one.
That one is what everyone called me. That
was ingrained in me. That's what everyone called me.
I knew that word just fine.
Oh, yeah. Wore it with pride. Was that there's some, I think it's Family Guy, where they're like, he's like, man, you must have felt like that. The other two wise men, it shows the clip, the three of them walking, and frankincense and myrrh, like, seriously, dude? Gold? Thought we agreed we weren't doing that much.
That's a great premise.
I mean, gold was way better than frankincense and myrrh. We don't even know what it is. Gold's great.
It sounds like cryptocurrency. You know, it sounds like you got to get on frankincense.
It's like
right
when
now.
Michael Scott had the iPad at the Yankee Swap.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa.
Yeah.
We brought.
Phyllis made her own oven mitt. You can't have a new iPod video.
This is not cool, man.
Speaking of technologies, the QR codes, I found something on my trip last week that I've never seen before. And I want to know if you guys have ever encountered this. It's a 100% true story.
You went to Vegas, so I'm curious.
This actually was not in Vegas. It sounds like something that you would see in a Vegas casino.
Premarital.
But this was... Did you know how they employ women out there? Have you guys seen this?
It was appalling.
This is a gas station somewhere in Utah on the way to Vegas. But I go into the bathroom. I go to the urinal. Above the urinal is what looks like an iPad. And I get nervous that it's going to be a touchscreen. And, you know, I don't want that. I get closer. It looks like it's not touchscreen. It's better. It's like an augmented reality urinal game. The game is called Whip Your Cannon Out. And by the time I'd seen those words, I had already whipped. And what it is it's POV of a firefighter spraying water on a burning building. There's three windows, two on the sides and one in the center. And I'm like, whoa. And I look down, and in the urinal are three bullseyes, two on the side and one on the center. And so as you pee...
Yeah, we don't need the hand motions. Yeah.
So basically...
He's going, so...
You didn't? Okay.
Yeah.
Just, all right. So yeah, I'll
keep
just,
him on the armrest.
I'll just put him right here then.
Yeah, that's how you did it.
So as you pee... yeah, it's just like if you want it, like, uh-oh, the fire's on the right side. And then you move your cannon to the right. And I wish
high
I...
High score?
I don't know. I was trying to get some chatter going with the fellas in there.
You're like, Rachel, we got to put it in park, chugging water.
Yeah.
I got to play this a few more times. I think I can beat the high score.
I need some Pedialyte.
Their liquid sales are through the roof. People are in line.
It was crazy. I'd never seen that before. I hope to see it again. But yeah, truly, just like a touch... Or not, I guess not a touch, just like a tablet above the urinal. Whip your cannon out.
Brilliant.
It was amazing.
They don't even need janitors in there anymore.
Yeah, everyone's so motivated to pee properly.
That's why. Yeah. So there, I don't want to be too crass here, but, you know, us men, the way we get to urinate is really a gift. And
it's nice.
You know when the first summer season comes around, you're like, I need to pee outside.
Mm-hmm.
Katie gets so upset. I'll be on our property, and we'll hang out on the back patio. I'm like, I'm going to go pee over there. She's like, absolutely not, you aren't. I'm like... It's the first of the season.
Yeah. So,
it's special.
Sounds like somebody's jealous. She can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, she could.
She could.
She didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. I was very curious what kind of games they play in the stall, but there was someone in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would have loved to see that game.
You just heard, yes! Bam!
Bangarang! Got it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he's playing whack-a-mole in there.
You guys, you want to play multiplayer? I got the...
System Link. Link our cannons.
I got the cannon, you got the cannonballs. Let's take down this army. Brilliant.
So
yeah, I'll try to install that at the studio.
Yeah, that would be great if in the next podcast studio there's a little fireman's game.
It's probably really special for you because I think you pee once a day.
It was. You know, I take a lot of inspiration from camels and how they just, you know, soldier on through the heat and through the urine. And yeah, haven't peed yet. Almost done with a Coke here. So yeah, there's your incentive to travel, everyone. Get out west. Go see some new toilets.
That's what people say. You experience life. So experience a new thing. I go in these trends. I'm on this weird trend of I follow a handful of these like entrepreneur motivator guys.
Okay.
And it's kind of working, but it also still really annoys me. What's your thought on, have you been around much people who go, hey man, it's positive mindset. It's positive energy. He's got to bring positivity to any situation.
I'm not around those people, but I've seen them online.
You've seen them online, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I guess it seems like that type of person who says things like that, any advice they have seems so obvious to me and ingrained into me. They're like, you can make a situation better by having a more optimistic mindset. It's like, yeah, duh. I think we all know this.
The person's preaching that is really struggling. He's like, you gotta be positive.
Sometimes it's
one day you'll be happy. Tough.
You want to know how I got these scars? Not having a positive mindset.
Every clip's be like, you know, it's happiness. When's the last time you were happy? I'm like, I don't really think. I'm not just like, oh, you know, I'm sure there's real clinical issues where people aren't happy. But it's like, is that average person just around like, oh, here it is. Here it is. Oh,
enjoy it. Oh, it's fleeting. Enjoy it while it's here.
I'm going to struggle to be positive later. There's a lot of happiness in negativity, I think.
Yeah, you see someone fall down. Oh my gosh.
What if Katie's like, hey, we got to go to this, we got to go to my little brother's high school graduation. I'm just complaining and I'm negative, and that brings me joy.
That to get it out of your system.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to go to that. She gets upset. I'm like, I'm just being honest. And that negativity brings me joy. And now it's out of my system. We're all positive.
You should have a motivational podcast.
I really should.
Yeah, you should.
It's the correct opinion right there.
There you go.
I think there's a lot of joy in negativity. Be negative this week, folks. Seriously. Do you hate your job? Just tell people. This sucks.
Vent too much. Vent to where people are like, okay, we got it. Yeah.
Do you know any real negative? I mean, I like to be negative sometimes, but you know those people who, it's like, have you had a good day in the past 6 years?
Yeah, I don't hang out with anyone on a regular basis who is this way, but you would notice it when you're around someone like a fringe friend or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, that's why we don't hang out. You don't like see the joy in anything.
How was your week? They're like, just another day. I mean, yeah.
I think that's one of the rarely talked about, but one of the more annoying characteristics in a human is only making noise before they talk. Like when I've asked them a question. Oh, I hate that. Just even if it's negative, just start with it. Don't give me the noises.
Hello.
Yeah, starting your answer with like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I go rumba. Okay.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
This client we have.
That or the people who clearly want you to ask follow-up questions. I love being around those people because I don't satisfy them.
Oh.
They're like, yeah, gosh, I had not seen anything that crazy in a while.
Cool. Well.
No, seriously, it was like one of the crazier things, in, like quite a bit of blood.
You're talking about your work?
No, actually.
Oh, well. So I hope it worked out.
Ask me about it. Please.
That's real. That is real.
Oh, that's great.
It's great to not satisfy people.
Yeah, when you know they want something without asking. I don't mind if you just come in and you're like, hey, the craziest thing happened at work today. It's like, great, I'm all ears. But just like beat around the bush, circumnavigating. Yeah.
No, I'm not a striped bass.
No.
You got to reel me in?
No.
Just tell me.
Just tell me.
I'm in the boat already.
Keep going. Agreed.
2 weeks in a row of throwing my back out.
Doing what?
Working out. I'm on a pretty strict schedule of working out, staying in shape, injuring myself bi-monthly.
Okay.
I guess that is what it is. I'm stretching, dude. You see my toe touch today?
Yeah, in the moment, I wasn't sure. I was like, maybe he lost his step. I don't know if he has his fastball anymore. And then I reviewed the footage. I mean, that was a 180-degree angle. Maybe higher.
Stretching,
bro. It could have been 195.
Just trying to get your workout in. You ever? That's so annoying. Derek, you throwing your back out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was just doing some exercises. Oh, yeah. And then your back just goes, Argh! And you just, ah. And you know. And you know.
It's just like tense. It's just broken.
Technically. So I guess your muscles, to protect things going wrong, will just tighten like you've never felt before to basically communicate, like, stop moving. And it just keeps... I was doing, like, the middle of my back did it once, and then now my lower back, it's fine.
Okay.
So, I feel like there's different parts of my body constantly going wrong, so I feel like I'm just going to completely become just unable to move
at
some point in time, which...
What's been going on most recently? What's wrong? Air your grievances. What's going on? Throw your back out.
Just work is crazy. Thanks for asking. I was fishing for 5 minutes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
No, just, that's the, I told you I was getting a little ahead of myself with these motivational people. I was like, okay. Yeah, you're right. I should work out like I'm going to climb Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're the type to get in this. I think some would relate. You watch some of these fitness people and they're like, yeah, dude, I did an ultra marathon backwards. And you're like, yeah, I mean, I should be doing stuff similar. And then you get like half a mile into a run. You're like, oh, whoa. This is not fun.
This is so much harder than watching the TikTok was.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
It really is. They make it like easy with the editing and the doing it.
You know what I don't believe in? The term runner's high.
I can. Runner's high is crazy. I had a triathlon phase where I would go on like, all right, time for an 8 mile run.
Wow.
And let me tell you, I don't know if I needed to run even further, but there wasn't like 5 miles. Ooh. Oh, am I on another planet?
Hold on, is somebody rubbing my back?
Yeah.
Am I in a massage parlor? Nope, just running.
Just my body, every step going, stop, 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 stop. 30 minutes of that. There's no runner's high.
I just can't imagine. If there was a runner's high, there would be you know, there would be bench press high. There would be baseball high. You would feel it in other aerobic activities, would you not? Why is it just running that gets...
Sprinting high.
Yeah, hurdles high.
I think we can all remember high school sports. The bear crawls high.
Suicide's high.
If the coach had to be careful, because if he ran you too much, all the kids would start giggling and laughing.
You fail a drug test, you can't play Ash Grove on Thursday.
Yeah. They're like, we're enjoying this. He's like, I ran him too hard. I think we can all relate. Yeah, what's this runner's high? That's just some like someone in their 40s excuse to like, I need to feel something. You know, when you're 18, it's not like, whoa, yeah. I've turned a corner, having a blast. You're like, this sucks. I don't want to run their suicide. Yeah. Intensies, or what do they call them now?
Mental health.
No way they call them that. Oh, yeah, we had some comments on the YouTubes. They called them, they said they do call them something else in a lot of places.
Yeah, the runner's high hoax was come up with by someone who works at Office Max, and they thought they were going to move up. They started Office Max and they're 22 years old, and they haven't. They're still
Office Max.
They're still there. Office Max is still business somehow. They didn't expect that to happen, and they're just like, man, I need something. I sell office supplies all day. I need something. I think I get high when I run. Yep. Tell everyone.
I get high when I run.
Yeah. People will believe that.
Sorry if I'm lagging on this early morning meeting. I hit about 6 miles this morning. You know, when I go more than four, I start to see things.
I start to, I don't know. Just,
I couldn't even, I had to walk here. I had to run here because I can't drive because I'm high. Drive, but that was more running. So now I'm belligerent.
I had to stop again because I started composing this symphony. You know, I don't know.
I had to stop in the bathroom. I think I got a high score on some game. I don't know if that was the high.
I don't know what's real anymore.
So high. That's great. You get pulled over. You've been doing some bad stuff. Paul's like, what have you been doing tonight? You're like, sir, I just ran 9 miles.
Yeah. We've been doing some drinking tonight. Try 9.5 miles at a 7-minute pace.
Yeah. You ever drink lactic acid? Because that's me tripping. That's why they call it that.
Yeah.
What do you think? How would you do if there's been some talk in some group of friends? I'm going to the lake this weekend, which, holy cow, I love the lake.
You love the
first
lake.
First time of the season. And big group, we're very excited, fantasy football group.
Oh,
and
cool.
To determine our draft order, ladies are rolling their eyes.
I love this already.
We're doing a punt, pass, and kick.
Oh, cool.
Remember that from third grade?
Yeah. That's fun.
There's like 12 of us or something. I think there'll be at least 2 injuries. Pulled groin.
All you have to do is 3 actions.
Yeah.
That's it.
A slipped rotator cuff or something.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
12 guys, punt, pass, and kick. There's only 36 actions that will take place. How many injuries?
Yeah, at least 2 of those 36 actions will cause weekend-long pain.
That's fun. Okay, so what's your strategy?
Well, I'm nervous because
throw far, kick far.
I've got a bad knee, and the last time I punted,
you're so old.
I was like, I don't understand how. Again, there's like people in the 30s who are like running marathons constantly. I'm like, how do you not have fractures all through your body?
Yeah.
So when I punted like a Royals tailgate,
okay,
and my knee just went.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, if I punt again, I'm gonna rupture my patella.
Okay.
So. I'm not expecting to, like, compete in it.
That cannot be good, dude. Punting a football is not that much.
Well, it's the plant leg.
Oh, okay.
Because that's getting all the torque.
I thought it was just the one just kicking an 8-ounce football. So, dude, that's not good.
My knee is, like, aches, but I'm able to run, I'm able to play, and it's kind of fine. But
like, the hard
plant.
That
was the one motion I've done in the last 6 months where I was like, oh, my knee did not like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Feels fine in golf?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have what, 5 days to learn how to kick left footed?
Well, I'll probably do it. And I'll kind of, if my knee's like, and then I'll just like kick like 15 yards and be like, guys, I don't want to ruin my weekend.
Or, new idea, you just don't plant your left leg. You just kind of run through it. You never break stride.
Yeah, you just, I think I'm high.
Yeah, you just sprint.
And there's been talks about doing a foot race because, you know, just boys will be boys. How would you feel? How confident are you in like 100? Meter dash that you would A, not hurt yourself, and B, do it in any reasonably fast time?
I would not want to see my time. I would not want to compete with anyone under the age of 40. I would not want to do it in anything other than ideal conditions. I would not want to do it with any women watching. I would not want to do it on camera.
I've thought of that. The wives will be there. I'm like, I don't even want my friends' wives to watch. I'm like, I don't need to impress them in any way, but it's like, I don't need them still. To see. Yeah, still, they're just a woman, and I can't have them know that, like, wow, Katie's married to a real schmuck.
Yeah. Rachel and I, one time, we raced for fun, and we were trying to find the right distance, because she's kind of a runner, so I was like, anything long distance,
I think she's been high half the times.
I don't know if I trust a lot of the decisions. That's
interesting. I thought it was something else.
I think she would beat me if it was long distance, but like shorter distance, I think I would beat her. So we tried to find the middle ground. So we ran an 800, and it was just the worst decision I've ever made.
800? That's like the worst.
Well, we wanted to be even. And yeah, it sucked.
Did you time it?
No, it could not have been good.
Was she catching you towards the end?
So I was behind her. I was drafting, you know. I picked up a couple tips. Bobby Labonte, Jeff Gordon over the years. I know how it works. No, honestly, I was just so
tired. I bet she was flattered by that. You're like, I was drafting behind your body. Do I have a wide draftable body?
You know how it's
Probably no draft.
You know how it's more...
Oh, yeah.
No, totally.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, you know how it's more fuel efficient to drive behind a semi? That's what I was doing.
That was my strategy.
That's what I was doing when I was running behind you. I couldn't feel a thing. It was like I was in a vacuum. It was amazing. I feel like I was in outer space.
You seen those drawings of Elon's like underground like super
like a zero friction,
no friction
tunnel?
Yeah,
I felt like I was inside. I felt like I was being pulled by a magnet towards you. There was such little resistance in the air.
It was like this undercurrent happening.
It just brought me towards you. So I did that for the first like 750 meters, and then maybe seven last hundred. It's like, all right, kick it in gear. I take off sprinting and just kind of hope she didn't catch me, and had enough in the tank, pulled out the win. But dude, it was brutal. So like, I won the race, sure, but dude, the recovery time, I mean, it reminded me of like my dad nowadays when we like go to try and play pickleball.
All right, buddy.
And he's like, I need to sit down. It's like,
call your mother.
Come on.
Get your mother over here.
And it was like, dude, I'm feeling it. I'm like, I have to lay down.
Me and my buddies, I don't know what made us do this. It was COVID. We did crazy things with COVID. We're like, what should we do today? So we went to the track, like we got to talking, let's race this or that, blah, blah. So yeah, it became, you know, I'm maybe quicker, shorter. I have a couple of buddies who are a little more long distance. Yeah. So again, we agree like we're going to do a 200 meter dash. So there's guys talking trash, 200 meter sprint. I mean, two of the five guys were literally puking. I was like nervous. I was going to need to go to the hospital. Like you couldn't regain your composure.
Yeah, dude.
I think it's just sad because you're pushed that hard in like high competitive sports.
So your mind knows what you're somewhat capable of doing.
And we're not put to that degree. And that was like a shocking just look in the mirror of like, I just sprinted 200 meters and it is all I got.
I love the idea of someone driving by this high school track. It's March 26th, 2020. We don't know a ton about COVID. You drive by and you see five guys out on the track like, oh, what's going on there?
Like, guys just walk around like, hey, someone needs to call somebody.
Yeah, they're like, what variant is this? What's going on?
Oh,
yeah. What are they going through? What is this
symptom?
Did they not Lysol the celery? Could that be the issue?
There's a guy screaming, don't tell our wives.
Like, man, COVID's nuts. Yeah. Yeah, the recovery was what was the most shocking part.
Yeah,
it was pretty cold out, and
anyone listening who are like, you know what, I need to get into shape. I need to just go run 3 25-yard sprints, and just do you talk about a look in the mirror? Go do it. Just sprinting.
I got an Apple Watch here a while back, and one of the components, I don't really need it. I don't necessarily love it, but I kind of like the fitness aspect. It's nice to see how many calories you burn. You can compete against people, but dude, I'm starting to not like. Like, I'll be doing a sport or whatever. I'll look down, and it'll show me my heart rate. I'm like, I wish I hadn't seen that, because I don't feel like I'm doing a whole lot. I'm playing doubles pickleball, and we're rocking about 170 BPMs.
Is it just alert? It's like, maybe have EMS on standby.
Yeah. We went ahead and dialed 9-1 for you. So all you have to do is the last number and then call, because you're getting pretty close, bud. Yeah, it was like... Yeah, they were suggesting me, like, why don't you go do that fantasy football league you were talking about? Why don't you go sit down indoors?
Yeah, right. Usually it says, like, you know, maybe get up and you've been a little sedentary. Get up and walk. Move. It's saying, like, sit down immediately.
You have 3 minutes or the next meal will be your last. Please sit down.
Should I do that? I actually got a hold of one of the watches. Should I do it? Should I just use it for like when I go to the gym or something?
Yeah, I think I think it'd be fun if like, so like Rachel and I compete every week fitness wise, and it is a little bit of a motivator to like try and burn more calories.
Oh, I got closer to dying this week.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the one aspect of it. There's rarely am I like, oh, this Apple Watch came in so handy. Because, mm-hmm. One, we're millennials. Two, we work in social media. So I work about as connected as possible. Yeah. And now it's literally strapped to me, which feels a little much.
I need to do more research. Do you trust it? Because I got one of those Whoops.
Here we go, boomer.
I know.
I don't know about these things.
I know, would like sleep terribly and be like 10 hours of sleep. And so I just returned it.
Interesting.
Maybe we were on a tour bus. So it's probably like not used to whatever was happening. Like your bed is moving down the street. But
that could have been it. Because those are supposed to be the nice ones, right? The high-end ones. You pay for the subscription.
I waited a long time to finally get it. And I thought it'd be fun to wear it on stage, but I didn't. I would get off stage and look at it. It was claiming my heart rate. It was like, it thought I had done like an hour intense, like insanity class. Remember that? And I'm just like, dude, I mean, I'm up there being active, but I know what it feels like to have my heart rate beat at 160. And it's like, that's not what was happening out there.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
I wore my watch a couple times on stage, like when I had a jacket on. And I would see my heart rate go up a little bit, but I don't think it ever like confused me like, whoa, are you starting marathon training right now? It never like asked that or anything.
Right. It was claiming I was burning like 600 calories in my hour set. And then I would like go out all out on the Peloton for 30 minutes and be like 110 calories. It was that. It was the sleep. I'm like, I don't understand any of this.
You do move around a lot on stage, though. My cameramen are having a hard
time. I know. I mean, I am active, but, you know, compare it to
an actual workout.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you remember the, we clowned it when it first came out. It was the Super Bowl, so it would have been February. The Apple Watch commercials. Remember those?
Oh, those are great.
It turns some people away.
It was like, I'm in a well. Help.
Apple Watch. Yeah.
We found the body. Apple Watch.
The guy with a Garmin died. The woman with a Fitbit died.
Whoop. Die alone.
Apple Watch, live forever.
Live forever. That's their tag.
Well, your data. Apple Watch,
live forever.
We collected your data. That
we will clone you eventually.
Yeah.
The ones we like.
The Apple Watch. Collecting your data. Collecting your cells.
You see this call for...
we will clone you.
FCC, Federal Communications Commission. Commission of whatever. They are like, we need to delete TikTok, seriously.
Yeah, I saw they're back on that trend again.
How much data China has,
mm-hmm.
got to delete it. What's China doing with the data?
What data is it? What do they know about me?
Is there some, young, spry Chinese boy going by the name of Trey Kennedy using my stats? Is that what's happening? Because I don't mind that.
Do you think that's what data collection is?
Yep. I think he's in Shanghai.
For every American, there's an equal
following. And he's got my height, weight. My interests. And I hope he's doing well.
I would love that to be your...
He's probably married to China's tallest woman. I'm great with that.
You're like, guys, seriously, we got to start rejecting data collection and the cookies, because you got to think, what is your Chinese version of you? What are they doing over there?
Yeah, that's not right. It's like that Severance show. That we don't know of each other, but there's a Jake Triplett running around in the South China.
And his... Yeah. His back also hurts.
Mm-hmm.
They've collected that. They know that about me.
It's in the middle of the night there, but it's the Jake version. He's probably still up editing a video.
It could be.
From my Chinese equivalent. They'll meet tomorrow at the table tennis park.
it's their dog park, right?
Is it?
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver 3 essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do they call it ping pong or table tennis? Ping pong sounds like someone racist named it that here.
I never thought about it that way.
I mean, have we never thought of it?
Yeah, it seems like it was table tennis. It was like, oh, who dominates the sport? And they're like, the Chinese. And they're like, oh, why don't we just call it ping pong?
Is that what happened?
I don't know. Now that we are saying it, I'm like, that does kind of sound weird.
Calling it table tennis from now on.
Yeah.
It's table tennis. It's the Commanders and it's table tennis. Ping pong?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Just call it...
Never thought about that.
Yeah, what do they want us to call it? I want to be respectful to that. Because their restaurants, 95% of them are China. Table.
Oh, China I see what you're saying. Inn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
China Place.
China Garden.
China Garden. China Table. I think a less racist thing to call ping pong is China Table. Just, did I... I feel like I ended up at a bad spot there, actually. Let's stick with ping pong.
I don't know. I like China Table. There's not a lot. I mean, yeah. I think you've carved out an area where there's less confusion when you say China Table. It's like, oh, yeah. Right? Remind me again. What do you play to in China Table? You know, like, I know immediately what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we're here to help y'all.
Yeah.
Correct opinions, we're always here to help. Let us know if you have any other names we should be considering.
You're confused about China Table, table tennis. How did we get there? Apple Watch. Oh, have you heard this trend or this little theory about why the TikTok data collection is bad? I heard this is like one conspiracy. It's like, it's not about the data they're collecting. It's because they're in charge of the algorithm. And the theory is like in China, the algorithm is feeding them the arts, the sciences, how to be better at mental math. How to, you know, whatever. In America, the algorithm is feeding us Honey Boo Boo. And guy falls off a bridge onto a crocodile. Who wins?
Do you believe that?
It was like
such crap.
For like 6 seconds, it was like, uh-huh. And it was like, wait, no.
I have learned so much from TikTok.
Yeah.
It is show me all sorts of tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Your algorithm's just whatever you want it to be. I guess, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't believe in that theory. I heard that recently, either. And it was like, I mean...
Like, we all... The algorithm... If anything, we're more efficient here, right? It's like, let's go ahead and, by the age of 11, let's know the idiots. Like, look at his algorithm. My gosh. You know, it's like, we all had the algorithm of feeding us math, science. It was school.
Yes.
And, you know, 99% of those people, you know, aren't coming up with new math formulas.
Yeah, they're not doing grammar trees.
So, I don't really get that. I firmly believe my TikTok has taught me more. I wish I had some better examples, but on my algorithm, I get a lot of tips and tricks, man.
Yeah, no, I follow this one guy, and I wish my algorithm was more of this. It was like weird, like iOS tips and tricks. I love those TikToks.
iOS tips and tricks,
yeah.
Cooking tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Investment tips and tricks.
Yeah.
I've done that. You know, what else? What else?
I even just like the phrase stuff. Tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks?
Tips and tricks on how to do tips and tricks videos. I would enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, look at your own. That's the classic deal where you're like, gosh, TikTok's just a bunch of naked ladies, huh?
It's a weird app.
That's your algorithm.
Yeah.
So don't tell people.
That's a tough conversation.
So your own algorithm says a lot about you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you even have TikTok? Let's see what my algorithm gives me.
Yes, I
okay,
have TikTok.
Here's a guy who...
I have 100,000 followers on TikTok.
This guy I like to follow. He's in Vietnam cooking Vietnamese food. Jake Paul.
Yikes.
How to do Airbnb rentals.
Okay.
This business tips and tricks, day in the life. A fitness thing. Cooking chicken wings. Oh, that's a funny one.
I can't believe you're just scrolling past. You're missing the best TikTok. You better go back and watch these.
These are good, right?
Also, just while you're scrolling, can you guys hear that, like, interference? How do we live in a day and age where
it basketball can't be... All right. It's not. I'm not learning this much, actually.
Well.
It's because they're listening.
How do... Like, something is clearly going on with our phones because the microphone can pick it up.
TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. China. You open TikTok all of a sudden because it's radio interference.
Shirtless man.
Now it went away.
Bowl of shrimp.
Is that all one video?
In Egypt. A guy making a shrimp boil. Do I like shrimp?
My first one was golf. My second one was golf.
Oh, this is really good. This is a big grinder grinding up a bunch of Jell-O.
And they say China's getting ahead of us.
They say they're up. No. Okay. That was helpful for me.
It was beautiful.
A deeper meaning there.
I got an email from China this morning.
Oh, what are they up to?
They wanted to do some sort of fitness bike campaign with
collaboration.
Me. Yeah. I'm just going to read you the first sentence. I'm Josh from yada, yada, yada. As a professional fitness company, we want more people to have a healthy body and life and avoid diseases and COVID-19. Good sentence.
A little dangly modifier there. So they want people to get COVID?
Yes. So... As a fitness company,
well, we've known that.
We, duh. We want people to have healthy body, life,
avoid diseases,
and COVID-19.
And COVID.
So I guess the avoid goes to both. Maybe.
What is there a comma after avoid diseases?
There are no commas. Not a lot of grammar to be found anywhere. They want to work together to bring high quality and inexpensive bikes to you and your Instagram fans. The bikes cost $500, so I don't know. Inexpensive cool. Must translate differently.
Just regular old bike?
Just indoor bike.
Indoor bike.
Yeah.
Got it. Stationary, they call it.
It doesn't say stationary. It just says indoor.
Oh.
So I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
You do have to, you know, you're going to need some decent square footage yeah. to get one of these Chinese bikes.
I don't, yeah. There's no links. There's no images. Just, they want me to get COVID on this indoor.
Have you been to China?
No, not that I know of. Has anyone? Well, can you go?
I mean, you, America, you. Obviously, Chinese you is thriving.
American me, no. The closest I've got is Moscow. Or Hong Kong N.
Are you saying, like, geographically or just the vibe? The closest vibe you've gotten?
I would say, well, geographically, I wonder if... What would be the closest? Moscow, Australia, or Hawaii? Which one's closer to China?
Geographically.
Probably Australia. You're going to say Sri Lanka. Yeah, you're right.
Surely. I'm going Moscow. Haven't you been playing the GeoGuessr map game?
Oh, dude, I'm all about it. I think that's why I'm right. I think it could be... I don't know. That's tough.
All right. What's everyone? Put in your guesses. What's closest to the center of China? Moscow or Australia?
Or Hawaii?
It's
it seems really close. I'm a GeoGuessr whiz over here, and there's not a clear-cut answer, so you guys can trust me.
Do, 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 do.
Moscow's pretty far west. If you ever need to know anything about our world, you just let me know. Okay.
You are a man of the world.
I love GeoGuessr.
Well, okay, here it is. Shanghai to Moscow. Is Shanghai in the middle?
I have no idea.
You said...
I know. I
don't know. I give up. Derek can let us know.
Derek, this is your project for the rest of the episode.
Hang in there, folks. By the end of this episode, you're going to get the truth.
It's going to be close. All right, we'll move on. Derek, find this out. Trey and I are performing at a fair. Well, I may be performing at a fair.
Oh, yeah, you fired up?
Yeah, I'm on their website.
Get tickets. TreyKinnell.com/tour. We're doing some comedy clubs. I'm also headlining the Stark County Fair. So come on out, people.
Stark
of Ohio.
County.
And we just got news. Jake's joining us. So
The night before us is country music artist Chris Lane. The night after us is the NTPA sanctioned. Actually, do you have any guesses what the next sentence will be? NTPA, I know that gave it away, but...
Sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
Ball.
The ball. I don't have anything in the word of the ball. No, NTPA sanctioned truck and tractor pull.
Ooh.
So we're right between the country music and the tractor pull. Perfect.
Oh, that's a great place to be.
And then the night after that is the Demolition Derby. Do we have any info? Are we performing outdoors, I assume? Like an amphitheater? Grandstand?
Grandstands, I think. Just a field somewhere. It'll be fun. So come on out. Come hang out.
That's so fun.
Yeah, dude. Excited to get back on the road.
Oh, I hope
excited
it's hot.
Excited to...
I hope I'm just sweating.
Yeah, that'd be the best, right?
Moscow's closer.
By
only like 500 miles.
Let's go.
Crazy. Wow.
So smart.
Moscow's closer.
I went to a friend's house recently. They still have their wedding photo shrine up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know those newlyweds that get a house and then they're like, should we do this like mid-century modern? Should we do more of like a kind of just like a traditional? Or should we just plaster our faces in every room of the house? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I mean, even like if you go to a couple who's just engaged, they have like engagement picture shrine.
My mother just got past her, my two kids just got married shrine stage. So, you know, they did a little updating because my sister got married like 2 years before me. You'd go to the house and there was a wedding photo of her in every room of the house. I'm like, this is a weird vibe, Mom. Are we, do I need to, is there like a seance? Is like a worship service to her at some
point?
And they're
like, well, if you would get married, we'd put up pictures of you.
And so there's just a couple now.
Okay.
Yeah, Derek, you got a shrine?
No, once you have kids, that kind of turns into
gotcha. You got you have a kid shrine for
kid
a bit?
Shrine.
A kid shrine, yeah. Go, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Because I'm not married and don't have kids, the shrine that I have is at my parents' house, and it is high school sports accomplishments that has been very preserved, still in a cabinet.
What's the best one? Did you ever get a spirit award? That was always a slap in the
face. Not. Yeah, gosh. Mr. Hustle. Call it Mr. in the trash can soon. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm putting it. This is funny. My parents, well, they, like myself, they also believed way too much in their 5'10 white son to accomplish a lot of things. I don't know where they thought I was going in life, but they saved different like sporting goods that I had growing up. Like I dribbled this basketball so much in the basement that I wore off all the like little dots or whatever. So it was just like this smooth basketball. And I guess they saved that. Like, oh, I mean, when he makes it to the NBA, this would be cool to show them.
I mean, at the Netflix documentary, this will be a nice little piece.
Yeah, this would be nice to show them like, wow, look how much he dribbled this ball. So I got to feel like I really let him down. I mean, I've been keeping this ball for 20 years for what?
For what?
For me to see when it's Christmas.
Yeah.
That's it.
To show Chinese Jake when he visits.
Yeah, there's an old baseball glove in there. There's like some medals, some plaques.
What are they doing with the data, though? So we never covered that.
Yeah. So the way I understand it, it's daddy collection? Is that... So it's like someone in China like tells you what to do? It's like, oh, well, they collected my data. Dada.
Oh, I'm...
Dada?
Okay. Well, that is concerning.
Am I saying it wrong?
We need to delete that.
I don't know. I have a sports marketing degree. I didn't go to school for this.
That's frightening. I don't want China to call me dad. I don't want to have to call them daddy.
No. Yeah.
I don't want that.
I'll collect it. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll call them brother. I'll tell you what I'll call them.
Yeah, friend.
Friend.
Ally. Well.
Rival on the China table. But that's as far.
Adversary. I'll call them serve receive. Sure.
What you had the... Did you... I remember I got... what did I have sports-wise? No spirit awards.
Going back to the shrine.
Mm-hmm. I had enough of that one. I had no spirit awards because I was very negative. And I wish they gave it awards for negative.
Yeah.
Negativity. I was a happy kid.
Happy kid.
I remember being in the locker room and people would be doing like this weird warm-up routine and I thought it was dumb, so I wouldn't do it.
What was the routine?
They would like do this like bit before games where like someone would, they'd act like they like were possessed with some energy and they'd like pass it on to someone.
Oh, I would not do that.
And they like try to do it to me and I just stand there. I didn't get along with a lot of them.
Well, they sound, didn't like me very much. They sound much. Weird. Just be a normal high school basketball team.
That's what I'm saying.
Just go do layup lines.
Right. So I, my junior year, I knew I was done and I was hurt all year and I got in the last few JV games. And so I was just like, dude, it's my last game. I was like, if I catch the ball, I'm shooting it. And I was hoisting up 30 footers left and right. I hit one and I come down the court like this.
Yeah, you know what it is.
JV basketball. Who cares? I was very proud that I was able to learn at that age. Like,
this doesn't matter.
I had an epiphany when I was like 16. Like, whoa, this doesn't matter.
That's good.
Whoa.
It's good perspective.
I'm like, wait, I'm not going to the NBA. Whoa. I could be playing Call of Duty. I mean,
yeah.
I could spend all my time playing basketball not going pro, or spend all my time playing Call of Duty, I'm not going pro. Call of Duty's really fun. Ooh. And maybe I was going to go pro. Maybe I believe that.
We don't
Video
know.
Games, I was, you know, was ahead of my time there.
Yeah. You were so good, Trey.
I wasn't that good. There's a kid in my school.
Spirit Award.
Jeff Kim was his name.
Okay.
He actually was like starting to get paid to play video games. He was so good.
Really?
And we were just in awe of this young man.
Even back in the day, what game was he playing?
He was several. I don't know.
I've never heard of several. What platform is it on?
Chinese one.
Okay. Cool. Good for Jeff.
He was East Asian.
Yeah.
They're so good at video games. Their hand-eye coordination is miraculous. Is that just innate? Or are they? Is it the table tennis? I'm not even being funny.
I think, like, in a lot of, like, Eastern Asian culture, it's, like, it is very glorified to, like, focus. Like, focus on a task. Like, whether it's table tennis or gymnastics or math, I think you're just, you grow up, like, focusing on something and, like, becoming an expert at it.
What do we glorify here?
Obesity. Cholesterol. Let's see. That's it.
Puffy nipples.
What?
It's maybe a side effect of those.
Is it really?
Yes.
Huh. I'm not that familiar with the after effects of different diseases and how they affect the nipples. And I know that's kind of your strong suit.
Name a disease. I'll tell you what it does to the nipple.
Hypertension.
Sideways.
Tuberculosis.
Gray.
Common cold.
They whistle. It's faint, but muffled by the common shirt. This is so dumb.
Well,
there you go.
That's you want hyper focus in America, you got it.
Oh, I am starving. I'm doing a healthy challenge with a few buddies this month.
Dude, you're doing something constantly.
I told
you. It sounds so unfun.
I just gotta always be doing something. I spent one afternoon watching these weird motivational guys. I texted a couple buddies I knew would do it. I was like, a month of August, crazy fitness health challenge. And so far, so good.
I like that. You're a more convicted person than I am. Like, you want to know my kick right now? It's guessing. It's looking at a Google Maps car and trying to guess where I am.
Yeah. What type of grass is that?
Yeah. Okay. This looks like Latvian telephone poles. Let's see.
I'm all in, baby. So all in. I worked out till I pulled my back, and then I said, let's do the challenge. Immediately Amazon, just a bunch of beef jerky and protein powder. I'm in, baby.
I'm working on a bit right now about like paleo at a wedding. Just like,
did you go to a paleo wedding?
Yeah, and
it was only paleo.
I'm trying to. This was like before I even knew what paleo was. So I wasn't a comedian back in the day, so I can't remember much about it. But the bit is more like, I've been to so many weddings that I've, with all these gifts I've given, I've furnished an entire home just by going to weddings. You know, if I would have kept this for myself, I'd have a home. And what's funny to me is like, do these couples not have silverware? Why are they registering? What are they even eating with this entire time? Why are they registering for plates?
Please, we need some.
What have they been eating?
Cups would be a delight.
What are they?
Towels, even. Dear Lord, do you know what? You know what? Hard to do this to air dry every day. I gotta wake up an hour earlier.
I would honestly. This is gonna sound weird. I would take boxers. Boxers would be nice.
Just even drapes for the windows. It's, I mean, we wake, good, thank God we got air, we got to wake up early. It does it automatically for the air drying.
So yeah, just like, why are they, like, some of the most basic things they're registering for, and then it's like, what am I going to a caveman wedding, you know, like paleo diet, whatever.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. That is funny. It's a funny way to think of it.
It just like dawned on me the other day. It's like, yeah, it's always like spoons. Mm-hmm. Why don't you have spoons yet?
Spatulas?
Yeah.
Just buy those.
What do you, yeah. Stark County Fair, you're in for a treat.
Mm-hmm. Yeet, yeet.
And so is everyone else. Virginia Beach, Orlando.
Yeah, Huntsville, Alabama.
Shee-wee!
Good. Huntsville, nice airport.
Great airport. Great aeronautics in that town.
It really is pretty good.
Yeah, we're so excited to come see you guys. And for the people who see us, quick last story, and then we can end this. I went to church Sunday morning, and after church, a guy stops me. He's like, hey, I just got to say what's up. Me and my wife are huge fans. We actually saw you guys perform. I was like, oh, that's so cool. You were here in the Kansas City show? And he goes, no, I'm actually based out of Chicago. I was like, oh, well, the Chicago show, that was great. That's where we filmed the special. He goes, actually, no, it was the Los Angeles show. I was like, oh, duh. I should have known that. Yeah. It was really fun. And then I was like, dude, every now and then, Trey and I see each other at church. So, hey, stick around. Maybe we'll see Trey. And then about 4 hours later, I get an Instagram story tag. And it was Pick Stitch, me and him, you and Katie.
Is that
him.
Why he stayed?
No, he was going, I was getting done with the early service.
That went to like the fifth service. He's like, oh, finally.
I can leave. Finally get back to Vancouver, where I live.
What are your thoughts on taking fan pictures at church?
I think that was my first one. I felt good about it. We found some good lighting. I looked a little shorter than I am in the picture, but the hair turned out fine. Yeah, it was a good pick.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever, that's the one and only time I've ever taken a picture in a church.
I'm this close to telling the next person I don't do them here. Not a mean way, you know what I mean?
I think if I was on your level, yeah, maybe it'd be a little different.
Sometimes,
like, every time you go to church, you're getting asked for a picture. Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, not, I mean, that's innocent enough, but I don't know, it just feels like this is the one place where, like, you, I shouldn't, like,
be glorified.
Yeah, right, like, the only reason I asked for a photo is just because, like, I mean, I got to have proof that I met this one guy here. It's like, maybe this is the one place where we should agree we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Not from like a, you're annoying me, but just like, this feels weird to me.
It feels like I'm kind of taking the focus off what you should be focusing on.
When you're done worshiping the guy in the sky, could I get a photo with you in between the worshiping the one guy who made us all equal? I'm just kind of like, I guess, I don't know. Is that weird to do? I don't. People see me in the corner, like, what's happening over there? It's all pretty chill and low-key. So sometimes I'm just like, I'll definitely never tell a guy no, so
yeah.
I don't even need to mention it, but
it's fine.
He's very nice.
Yeah, I had a good time talking to him.
What's amazing, too, is Richard. The people at church, like, you've probably experienced this a little bit, but sometimes people get a little too fired up, and they treat the people around me like they're just not even there. Like, the people I'm going to be like, Trey, and I'll kind of be like, I'll try to be like,
this is Matt, this is Katie,
my friend here too, or even Katie, they'll kind of be blow her off. Rarely though, most are very nice, but the church people, you know, at the same time, it was like, these church people are so kind. He came over and he's like, I just thank you for what you do, and he's like, and thank you too, I know you guys are a team.
Probably. Oh,
you're probably a team doing it together. You're putting great stuff out in the world. What a blessing! And it's just like so kind.
By the end of that, I'm like, can I get a picture with you, sir?
Yeah. Can I get a picture? Thank you so much for that. Can I get a photo? No, not a church. Back off. So, yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
I think it's fine as long as they don't get specific. Like, hey, I would love to get a selfie. Okay, yeah, it's doing real quick. I was thinking while we take communion, would that be cool? Like, when you're like...
Maybe like could we do like a boomerang? Like, you know, if we could time the bread at the same time? The body? Let's go body same time. We go body same time? No. That's probably off color. Yeah, that's where we can't do that.
Okay, you can't get specific.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, come as you are, even for the selfies. Okay,
but it is kind of, yeah, people are nice, but it's funny too, because I can tell some people, they do the whole like greet people around you stuff. I can tell some people like kind of maybe stay away from me. They're like, we don't need to bother. I'm like, oh, I'd love to meet people.
I'll shake your hand.
Yeah.
Like, he's a celebrity. Don't look at him. Yeah, don't shake his hand. He shakes hands all the time.
Don't do it. He can't do it. The guy, we saw the guy at the first service. He said, don't look him in the eye. His co-host.
Yeah, what you don't know is I made an announcement in the first service. It's like, hey, you guys are in for a treat if you stick around.
You did like a tight five at the first set.
I did some jokes. Announcement. And then I was like, hey, they actually call him the selfie king of Kansas City. He's coming in later. He would love nothing more than to take some photos with you guys.
Do it. That was just my honest thoughts there. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for your...
This is a Correct Opinions podcast, if you didn't know what you listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Rate us 5 stars.
Rate us 5 stars. Just go, hey, go out there and be positive, okay? Positive mindset.
Gratitude.
Starve yourself.
Intermittent positivity.
Intermittent positivity.
From 12 to 8.
12 to 8, positive. The rest, just whine.
Yeah.
It'd make you happy.
Let us know.
Let us know. Later.
Correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.